unemployment benefits distributed during the pandemic helped nearly 2 million New Yorkers keep food on their table and also ensured that spending in the economy didn't dramatically decrease. But now, as the state begins to emerge from this economic crisis, there is the potential for a fiscal crisis as a result of the bill New York owes the federal government for the billions of dollars in unemployment assistance they loaned to the state's coffers. To understand what this could mean for New York's employers, we're checking in with Justin Wilcox, executive director of Upstate United, which advocates for policies that foster economic growth in upstate New York. Welcome back to the show, Justin.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
So, for starters, can you explain, I guess, the mechanics behind unemployment benefit payouts? I mean, where does the money normally come from that makes up those unemployment checks that New Yorkers get fined when they're out of work?
Yeah, they largely come from employers. On the base wages, a certain percentage of base wages. At one point in time, I think it was the first 7,000 that's increased. I think base wages are scheduled to continue to increase. So the amount an employer pays is partly based on the overall taxable wage base, which is scheduled, I think, to increase by 2025 to 12,800. But then also your experience rating comes into play. That's essentially during normal times where the funds come from, the money goes into, and certain level has to be kept by law within the state's unemployment insurance trust fund. So during normal times, the employers are taxed and a sort of reserve fund is kept there to make sure that there's money in the event that there's a downturn in the economy.
And you used a phrase there, the experience rating. Can you explain what that's in reference to?
The experience rating essentially is really, whether or not you've had employees leave that are eligible for unemployment insurance. So the more often that occurs for an employer, the more they are liable to the overall trust fund and the more they're liable for in terms of taxes.
So it sounds like it's basically an incentive to not lay people off, because if you are constantly laying people off, your rating is what worse, and you're going to be paying more into the fund?
Yeah, absolutely. And, obviously employers don't want to be laying people off. So, that's something that's just an extra deterrent. But unfortunately, in times where we have a pandemic and you're forced to close, you can see how that experience rating and not having it count against you is really critical. And that's something that New York State made sure and frankly did the correct thing in making sure that that experience rating during the pandemic would not count against an employer directly, but it has unfortunately counted against them indirectly.
Well, let's turn to that fund, though, that employers have been contributing to, every year for years and years and years. I have to imagine that was exhausted pretty quickly as New York got a record number of claims during the pandemic. So where did the money come from to actually ensure that the nearly 2 million New Yorkers who submitted claims actually got paid out?
We depleted that fund very quickly because I think we ended up having to borrow close to $12 billion from the federal government. So the federal government was able to provide loans so that we were able to pay those claims. And again, like I said, that ran up to during the peak at about $12 billion. I think currently, as of September, the amount we owe to the federal government is about $9 billion.
And when do we owe this money back? Can we take our time with it, or do they want it back on a specific timetable?
Yeah, there is a specific timetable. That is, frankly, one of our concerns is businesses and employers are going to start seeing an increase in their UI if that loan's not paid back over the next several years. Frankly, we have some suggestions about how that's done so that employers don't see this increase. There's two factors, right, that are going to weigh into the increases. One is the fund itself is depleted. So we have to, again, statutorily restore the solvency of that fund. And in order to do that, we're going to have to tax employers to restore the fund balance. In addition to that, we have the loan that we have to repay. And that's also going to require interest payments if we don't repay it timely. So there's at least two factors. I mean, there is the third, which I alluded to earlier, which is there is that increase in the taxable wage base, which goes up to $12,800 in 2025. So there are multiple things that are going to weigh in on the increases. So what the comptroller said in the comptroller's report, which was issued a couple of months ago, was that, you know, businesses are likely to face anywhere between a 45% increase in unemployment insurance taxes over the next 3 years, and even up to a 254% tax increase at the highest end. So those are significant increases for any business, whether you're talking about 45%, and you know, certainly 254% increase in tax rate is incredibly high.
Well, what's the alternative that you're proposing in order to help alleviate some of the additional costs that might be placed onto employers?
Yeah, you know, we received a huge amount of federal aid during the pandemic. A significant amount of that remains unspent. The last we had looked, it looked like there was about $11 billion still left from ARPA funds that we certainly could apply some of those funds, like the majority of other states have, to restore and replenish the UI Trust Fund. So we would certainly recommend that we take some of that unspent ARPA fund money and dedicate it to assisting small businesses, thereby, you know, decreasing the potential tax increases on them. The other thing I think that's really going to be important is potentially just legislatively making sure that the rates are phased in a less dramatic fashion.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking about the outstanding unemployment costs New York owes the federal government. And our guest is Justin Wilcox, Executive Director of Upstate United. So starting with the idea of using some of the leftover federal stimulus money to alleviate the potential costs that could be passed on to employers, why does that make sense to you as opposed to investing some of this one-time money into other projects that might pay dividends for years down the road, even for some of these employers? What sort of cost-benefit analysis do you do in your head to ultimately decide that this one-time benefit should be used this way as opposed to something that might have long-term ramifications for the state and its employers?
Great question, Dave. And I would say we're not advocating by any means that all the federal ARPA funds be used to replenish the UI Trust Fund. I think we're asking for a small portion of that to be used to restore and replenish the trust fund. And I think it's important because, frankly, we agree when the governor says, you know, that we can't have a full economic recovery if the small business community continues to struggle to survive. And, you know, I think that's critical, right, that we have a recovery. And in order to do that, we've got to do something to alleviate the burden on small businesses that have just seen one crisis after another. The businesses that managed to keep their doors open, they've done an outstanding job at overcoming one crisis after another. And really, this UI crisis is the next one they face. I mean, in addition to inflation, labor shortages, supply chain issues, this is just one more that they really is really going to impact them in a negative way.
What is the timeline for these higher unemployment insurance costs hitting employers?
Yeah, well, they already have started. So that's the first thing, right? They're already starting to hit. And I think it's important for, you know, both the governor and leaders in Albany to make sure that they try to address this as fast as possible, because those increases are already hitting employers. They're scheduled to continue to increase right now, and at least according to the comptroller's report, into 2025, you know, again, based on some forecasting, and certainly, you know, potentially further, depending on whether or not we pay down and to what extent we pay down that federal loan.
It seems like part of the problem here is the timetable in which New York has to repay the federal government. Is there any chance of getting a waiver from the feds or some sort of more relaxed timeline that could help alleviate this crisis?
Yeah, that would absolutely help. And there's no doubt that that's something, you know, we would certainly be supportive of. That additional time is something, you know, that would allow employers to, you know, gradually phase in the increases and the repay the debt. And hopefully, as the economy gets chugging along again, it'll be easier for them to do that.
If in 2022 the legislature decides to take a look at this issue more broadly, are there any changes to the state's unemployment insurance system that you think could be both beneficial for employers and employees that should be considered by lawmakers if they do open this issue up for reform?
Well, look, I would say this. I think the one thing that some employers have accessed and used is the WorkShare program. Mm-hmm. And I think that has been beneficial to, you know, at least a certain small number of employers who use the program. I think there were a little over 3,000 employers that actually did use the program during the pandemic. And they found that to be a beneficial program. So I think that's something worth taking a closer look at, see if there needs to be more awareness of that program, why more people didn't participate, why more employers didn't participate in that program. And, you know, if they were aware of it, are there additional incentives we need to create to, you know, make sure that it's suiting the needs of the employers?
Well, yeah, speaking of the shared work program, we spoke with the Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon last week about that program, and we asked her what New York could do to encourage participation in that program, and she talked about spreading awareness with PR campaigns and also maybe addressing some of the upfront costs that are associated with that. Do you think there are ways that this could become more attractive for employers, say if there was maybe less of a consequence for their employer experience rating, or maybe even just a financial incentive from the state to go this route as opposed to layoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's absolutely possible. I mean, I think the other factor we need to make sure we're accounting for in the use of the program, you know, is that at the time the program did see a considerable uptake, there was an additional, I think, $600 a week coming from the federal government. So I think the variables and the incentives, you know, there may have been a little bit in favor of using the program because of the federal incentives. So I'm not sure that those same circumstances exist today, given that those federal incentives are no longer there. So I think it would be really important for, you know, both the Department of Labor, organizations like ours and NFIB and others, to survey our members and see if there's anything, any additional incentives that that could make them use the program more. Again, I think we had, roughly 3,000 employers participate. And, you know, that's a very small number of employers compared to the overall number of employers in the state. Again, they saw some benefit to it. But again, given the $600 coming from the federal government, I'm just not sure, you know, whether or not there's an awareness issue, whether there's, you know, not the proper incentives. It's something I think we'd have to talk more with our businesses about.
If the state were to open up the issue of unemployment benefits in any meaningful way, what do you think about them potentially revisiting the maximum payouts, which I think are set at about $500 a week, regardless of how much you might make?
You know, I think it's important to talk to all employers about what they've experienced over the past year, or actually now almost two, to see what they believe would work. Frankly, our employers at this point are most concerned about the fact that, you know, they're likely to see a 45% increase in their bill at a minimum and a 254% increase, right, on the higher end. So, you know, that's sort of what we're focusing on. I'm not sure we're really looking at expanding the benefit. Now, look, if the state were to come in and, you know, want to to do something like that. And again, maybe using some of these federal funds, you know, that's worth looking at. But again, I think it's time to take a look overall. And I think the comptroller did a pretty good job of taking a look at it. And one of the things that the comptroller certainly pointed out and highlighted in the report is that, you know, we weren't sitting in the best position at the beginning of the crisis. Now, we were sitting probably in the best position the state's been at in a very long time. But compared to other states, we were one of the worst in terms of, you know, being solvent and really prepared for the next financial crisis.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Justin Wilcox. He's the executive director of Upstate United. Justin, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.